Bag huge savings on your painting project at Menards. With over 100 years of paint experience, Dutch Boy is the perfect choice for your painting projects. Give your space the platinum treatment with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer in one with amazing stain resistance that gives your space a long-lasting finish. Check out Mapped Blue, Dutch Boy's color of the year. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, one of the many problems facing farming in Ireland concerns age. Many farmers are elderly, at least a third of them are over 65, and a younger generation are not coming through to take their place. New CSO figures reveal that 35% of farmers are under the reveal that just 5% of farmers are under the age of 35. Elaine Houlihan is president of MOCRA. Afternoon, Elaine.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
So is inheritance or passing on the farm, is that part, a big part of the issue here?
Yeah, Sean, I suppose look, succession is one of the biggest issues that we face as the younger generation. I suppose in MOCRA, for the past 2 years anyway, I've definitely been banging the drum around succession, and my predecessors before me have spent a decade nearly banging the drum on succession. But unfortunately, it's always fallen on deaf ears where our government.
Right.
And like, okay, as you said there at the start, it's only 5% under the age of 35, but, which is quite worrying.
But does succession mean that there's a generation of older farmers out there who aren't planning for this, who aren't saying who's going to get the farm or even making practical steps to make that happen?
Yeah, there is, Sean. I suppose when you look at the statistics that came out, only like 53% of farm holders have no succession plan in place.
Gosh.
That leaves 47% of farm holders that have a succession plan in place. But the real question is, have they had the conversation with the younger generation? Because that's what's like driving the young people out of agriculture, is not knowing if they are getting the farm or not. Do they have a future?
Right. So are you saying that most farmers aren't, even if they have a plan, aren't telling people what the plan is?
Sometimes that can be the case, Sean. I suppose when you think of succession, and I'm sure if listeners are listening from a farming background, the minute succession is mentioned, it draws silence around the kitchen table, because nobody wants to talk about it, because nobody wants to talk about getting older, nobody wants to talk about dying, or nobody wants to talk about conflict. But it's better to sit around the table and have this discussion when everybody is there to have the discussion.
Yeah. I imagine there's probably a cohort of older farmers who've a relatively small plot of land, who are struggling and going, why would I, you know, I saw a line there in an article about this saying, used to be, you left the farm to your favourite child, now you leave it to your least favourite child, because who wants it, you know, that it's just too much of a struggle now.
Yeah, look, Sean, there is farms out there that are struggling financially, but then that sound, you have to look at the other factors that are affecting it. Is it down to management? Like, is there other factors there that need to be improved? Is that something that the younger generation could come on, adopt new practices and actually turn the farm around? Give them a chance. Like, as I always say, somebody backed an older farmer when they were young. So it's now time that they back us and give us a chance.
Yeah. Now, if part of it is farmers themselves not facing up to reality. What can a government do then about that?
I suppose, look, before our new government, before the general election, the Commission on Generation Renewal has been established. We welcome it wholeheartedly in MOCRA, but we hope that there is action that's going to come out of this sooner rather than later. They have a consultation at the moment, looking for people to answer a series of questions. We in MOCRA, we're actually going on the road in 2 weeks' time. We're going to 3 locations to try to get people into a room to hear what their barriers are when it comes to generation renewal. But the commission needs to deliver now, Sean. They need to make a recommendation to the government now, not in 3 years' time when the cap is coming around, because it's too late. We see how the figures are currently dropping. There will be nobody left in agriculture under the age of 35 in the next 5 years if action isn't taken this year.
Yeah. Is gender an issue in when talking about succession as well?
Look, I'm sure some people have seen the article that you referred to earlier. There was comments on that article as well that say that they don't want the farm to go out of the family name. I get it. It's the pride of having, we'll say, Houlihan's farm for us here at home. But if it is the daughter who wants the farm, let them farm. Isn't it better to see the land being farmed than not being farmed?
Sure, absolutely. But that's still up to changing the attitudes of the farmer who's in position right now, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a massive attitude change that does need to happen as well, Sean. Like, even when we look at the conversation of succession, that should all be included in it. There should be no such thing as going, OK, my only son is getting the farm. The eldest son is getting the farm. That perception needs to go. It needs to go to the person that wants to drive the farm forward, that wants to have a career in it.
Yeah.
The person that they identify now might not have any interest, but there could be somebody there in that family that does have a massive interest.
And sometimes not even in the family. You might have somebody who's, you know, done an ag science degree, who's mad keen to farm. And many farmers out there with no one to leave it to. And, you know, those people could be put together.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, in Mocker, 10 years ago, we set up the Land Mobility Service. And that's something that we currently offer as an organisation, that we can match older farmers with younger farmers. So that's there, but it's now trying to get, I suppose, the government to realise that we need financial support. Unfortunately, the government are no longer supporting that project.
Yeah.
And that's just showing, are they even taking it seriously? When you think of, we've been banging the drum to try to get a succession scheme put in place, and a succession scheme would aid the managerial role from the older farmer to the younger farmer, while the older farmer is incentivised. Because let's be real, nobody can live on the state pension here in Ireland.
Mm. And for a lot of potential younger farmers, is it a reality for them that farming will be a part-time thing? For some of them, at least, that they'll be doing one thing plus also farming.
It really depends on the, I suppose, the enterprise that the farm is and the size of the farm, to be very honest, Sean, in that regard. If there will be, I suppose, the opportunity to be a part-time farmer or not. But there seems to be a lot of part-time farmers there at the moment. But it's something in Ireland that we need to pride ourselves on. Our agriculture is world-renowned. We need to keep people in agriculture to keep agriculture alive here in Ireland.
Elaine, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Elaine Houlihan there, the president of Moncrief.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.